Hey, thank you again Thank you so much for tuning in to PNP Outreach. This is Barsha Johnson and Patience Roper signing in from Atlanta, Georgia, where we tend to encourage, enlighten, and educate our audience. And we have a special treat for you tonight. Our sponsor from Free Life Network, Kashmir Rich, will be with us in a little while. He is the creator and inventor of a multitude of opportunities. We are so excited to have him on. He will be on in just a moment. But I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, Ms. Portia Johnson. Portia, take it away.
Oh, yay. She's going to let me take it right off the bat.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm basically taking upon myself today is going to first share what we call our moment of thought. And from there, I hope to have some creative questions for our guest speaker today, our sponsor. But our moment of thought is going to be observing Thanksgiving, and with this being the week that we can actually reflect a little bit more on what we're thankful for. What I'm reading today, they're two separate readings, but very short, but the authors are unknown, so I can't actually acknowledge a particular person. The first one, Thanksgiving Observance. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. And the last portion, different author. Some people complain because God put thorns on roses, while others praise him for putting roses among thorns. And I love both of those readings because that's what PNP Outreach is about. It's about helping others to realize that God has put roses among our thorns. He has made a way for us to rejoice in all things. He will provide all that we need. And we're trying to find a small way on the emotional level, on the physical level, from clothing to just letting people know where food pantries are. How can we help people still smell the roses? And it is indeed a season for counting our blessings. And so we will hopefully provide some interesting information tonight that will help us to be blessed more so that we can bless others. But that's basically the moment of thought, just to hopefully provoke us into thinking about what's going on in our lives and that there's more than just, you know, dragging through it, surviving it. There's something that we're supposed to be doing in it. There's a purpose. So, but again, unknown authors. I want to give a shout out for a particular outreach that Patience and I are involved with every week. Right now we hold up my clothes closet at a local church, Church of the Harvest International, also known as COPI. And we are there every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12. Really need to get in there by 11:30 in order to sign in and get the help that you need. And also there's a food pantry that is also available every Tuesday. It will be open this week for those in need of food or a few pieces of clothing. We are located at 7086 Terra Boulevard in Jonesboro, Georgia. 30268 is the zip code. And again, that Church of the Harvest International, based out of Jonesboro, Georgia. So just in case anybody needs a little help in either one of those areas, we wanted to put that shout out. And I guess I can kind of pass it back to you, P, Patience of PMP.
I know, that's kind of funny, right? You want to call me by my name, but I'm affectionately known as just P now.
Right.
That's just too funny. But yeah, Portia, that, you know, that is so awesome. We have the opportunity to impact the community. And you're right, you know, no matter what the circumstances are, choose not to see the thorns.
Right.
Choose not to dwell on those thorns. They are only temporary because, after all, the rose is the meat of what you're looking at. That's the most beautiful part of that vision. To look at just a rose and see just a rose, you're missing the picture.
It's
absolutely incredible that, you know, no matter what your life circumstances are, you can always make a choice.
That's right.
You know,
right.
And I hate to say it, I'm going to tell my age, I don't want to, but you know, at this late age, and I'm not going to tell my age, but it's amazing how when you get to a certain age where, you know, you start to, you can conceive and visualize those roses much more than the thorns. It's almost like I began living now after I've reached a certain age. And so once you get to this point, you know, there's really no turning back. It's just a conscious choice, you know, to see that rose for the next day. Yeah, the thorns are there.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to stab me every single day. But I'm not going to let them make me bleed.
Yeah. But, you know, another thing, as you age, you get wisdom so that you don't get pricked as much, so that you navigate a little differently. You don't sweat the small stuff. So, that was just a little prick. Let me keep it moving. There are things flatline you the way they may have in your earlier years. So there are some advantages to being 50 and fabulous. And I'm just saying that for me. I'm etching mid-50s and decided to make a conscious choice to live a rosy life despite the thorns and using wisdom as to how to avoid being pricked by them as much and just blessed and try always remaining teachable. And that's what's going to be great about tonight. It's an opportunity to be taught something new, to learn something new, and to potentially build on something that could be very beneficial. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. You know, the majority of people that we encounter on a day-to-day basis, they are so used to their particular routine or their particular schedule, and they've gotten so comfortable where they are that, you know, being teachable becomes very difficult for a lot of people. But when you do that to yourself, you're limiting yourself to a particular place, and your growth basically kind of gets stunted. Because you're shutting yourself off from the possibilities, and that's basically choosing to have a closed mind.
Go ahead, Cody. I'll follow after you.
Yeah, and once you do that, you may not come to a realization that you've done it, but it's there. And then one day you'll have that aha moment.
Yeah.
And then the I wish and the regrets and the, you know, all of those things eventually come back. And for some people, you know, various different ages. But I made a choice when I was younger that I didn't want to do that. So I have tried to always keep an open mind. Now, you're being an open-minded person doesn't mean that you, you know, forget your morals or forget your beliefs. That's not exactly what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there are always a possibility for something to be different.
True.
No matter what the circumstances are. And that's when you have, when you choose that open mind, the possibilities are endless.
True. What I was going to say shortly a while ago was that I always told my children that when they know something I don't know, they become my teacher. I've been a homeschooling mother for, 25 plus years. Of course, the whole time, because my ages range from 30 down to 8. So it's just been going as far as teaching. But there are things that they bring to me that I have to remain open to, that they can teach me that, oh, I didn't know that. And it's the same
right.
thing with our older community. I have a prayer mother at church who has so helped me grow, not just spiritually, but as a woman. She once worked in an industry that I didn't work in, and there were things that she knew. And as I started doing outreach, because she knew different agencies, try this, try that, it opened my mind to what I needed to think about as I started doing outreach, as I started talking to people, learning how to put a resource book along with my hygiene bags as I'm going out on the streets. Stuff like that came from her, so that they would have other resources beyond that little bag of stuff that I was giving them. So that came from someone who was of great age. And then there are things my son, Lord have mercy, taught me how to use my telephone before I could figure out, what smartphones do. So we have to remain open to people showing us and enlightening us. And that's what's so cool about, and I hear you all the time talking about our guest speaker, our sponsor, and that just you can tell in no time at all that there's such great wisdom there. There's knowledge that we can get from him. We just have to be open. And so my goal is to just listen tonight, play a little bit of devil's advocate as far as trying to ask questions that, somebody out there who's kind of skeptical and does that really work? And so hopefully I'll be able to draw some good questions out. But I think he will cover things well and just give us some new information to just think on and consider.
Yeah, and that was the point of him being the guest tonight. Let me introduce to you Kashmir Rich. He is the creator of Free Life Network and a multitude other marketing entities that are out there that I am blessed and thankful to be a part of with him. Kashmir, are you on?
Yeah, how you ladies doing tonight?
We're doing
fine,
well.
How are you?
All right. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Yes,
you're
welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got to plow away then, okay? Okay. Well,
all
the
right.
First question I have is how Free Life Network began. Where the concept came from? Was it yours? Did it, conversation, friend, spouse?
Well,
where the beginning?
The Free Life Network is basically something that I had been working on for the last 3 years. And because I had so many other ventures that was going on, I was sort of like dabbling with it. But I already had the concept in mind of what I wanted to do. And the whole thing was to end rent, mortgage, car note, insurance payments, and utility bills. Just basically end bills all around. Because when you think about it, many people, everything that they're doing is to pay their bill. Every day they get up and go to work, that's to pay the bill. That's what it's all about. And so if I could end that, I figured if I end that, then people would have an opportunity to actually be able to change their lives. Because when you talk about changing people's lives, it has to be something that really affects their lives. And that's one of the biggest things that affect people's lives is their finances. So if if you're working, 40 hours per week and your paycheck is looking like you work 20 hours per week, and then you have to turn around and pay all of that out for, just your cost of living, then it's really like, you're just running in circles and there's nothing that's really coming out of that that's fluid. So, the Free Life Network was created from a concept of, being able to impact communities. That's the only thing I created stuff like that that's going to impact communities and people's lives.
Okay. I like that. Where? Okay, you said 3 years ago. Were you? Where did its roots start from?
We started in Chicago because, you know, in Chicago we work. Because I want to make sure I get
that,
the entire question.
Was it based out of? Because we're here in Atlanta, and are in Chicago, and I was just curious: was that where it all began for you 3 years ago, or was this something that was linked up with someone in another state?
It basically came out of Chicago because of, you know, in Chicago we got deep roots here because we've been working with our new mayor came in, we was working with Mayor Daley, and we was mm-hmm. with the ceasefire and the different organizations out here and Kids Off the Block, and the biggest problem that was, you know, rambling around in our communities besides the violence was that there's no money. You know, there's no money, there's no jobs. And, you know, my main thing was, you know, in Chicago, how do we impact families in Chicago? Because it's not that people do not want to work. It's just the fact that there's just no jobs for them to work. You know, when you even look at some of the state programs like CETA and these different programs that used to be for the kids when they're out for the summer, but when you look at the programs now, they're flooded by the adults because there's no jobs. And so my idea was, let's just create something that, you know, we can eliminate the jobs. If we know if you don't have to go to work, if you don't have bills, there's nothing for you to work for. And you have more time to deal with your family. So that was created in Chicago because of the things that I was seeing and the things that I was participating in. And, of course, you know, trying to curb the violence. I began creating things that can impact teenagers as well as the adults. And so the Free Life Network is something that anybody can do. You know, it's not, you know, just targeted toward any particular age. Anybody can take possession of the digital page. If they're under the required age, then, of course, a parent's consent. But we want to make it where, you know, if there's money circulating and a network is building in a community, then the community is impacted. So we looked at Chicago as the number one priority because we're, you know, in Chicago. So as we began to go forward, we began to talk as networking began with other cities and states and things like that. They began to say the same thing. That's what's riddling their cities and their states. There's no jobs. There's, you know, a lack of funding, and there's a lack of government assistance. And so it's like it started in Chicago, but it has to go nationwide, and that's what's happening right now.
That was my next question. When you're saying nationwide, how many states are presently, I know we're stirring up here in the ATL, so Georgia's now.
Well, we have, Georgia, of course. We have, of course, Chicago, Indiana, Iowa, Dallas, let's see, Missouri, it's a lot, Nevada. It's a lot of states participating because of we just took in Colorado and Nebraska. And it's like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's going viral. I mean, it's nothing that you could, you know, once a person gets the concept and you get a chance to see it, I mean, it's just going viral. And this in so many states that I don't even know that it's in there yet because people are coming to me. I'm getting videos and different things from places. You know, I didn't even know we were there, but because of the internet and, of course, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it's taking its own wings, and it's just flying all over the place. Yeah.
And where your reps are located, that's where it's planting itself.
Yeah, that's where it's planting itself.
Wow. Okay. That's kind of amazingly cool. Break down exactly what it is that we're talking about today as far as.
Well, the Free Life Network. I got you. The Free Life Network is basically what people have been doing all the time. The only difference is with what I do, I believe in calling a thing exactly what it is. And that way, when a person know exactly what it is, no matter what package you put it in, they're going to know exactly what it is because I told them. And so the Free Life Network is basically digital money pages. A digital money page is something that everybody has been using for years, ever since the Internet came out. But no one has ever identified them as being digital money pages, because when you pay online and you pay your phone bill, your gas bill, lights, water, whatever you pay online is being done through a digital money page. Digital money pages are pages that was designed with a preset, predetermined amount attached to them. Now, whether the amount is something, the bill you ran up this month, or a bill that was sent to you through a service that was done for you, it's still a digital money page, because that is how you're notified that this bill has to be paid, and they have ways for you to pay through this page. Now, what we've done is we've created pages with, of course, what I said, preset, pre-amounts attached to them. And we put those pages out there giving you 100% resale redistribution right of the page. So that means if you take possession of one of our digital pages right within the portfolio, because the portfolio is where all of the pages sit, if you take possession of the first page and start building your own personal portfolio of digital money pages, when you introduce that page to somebody, say, for instance, you get the rent and mortgage page, which is $100. When you introduce that $100 page and you share it with another person, now you notice I didn't say sell it, because we don't have anything to sell or nothing to buy. I said share. When you share this opportunity with another person and they decide, well, yeah, it makes sense to them, it seems like something that they would like to get involved with, it, of course, in their rents and mortgages and start helping somebody else, when they purchase, when they donate that $100 to you, right, for that page, you get an opportunity to take that $100, 100% of that, and this goes toward your particular bill, whether it be the rent or mortgage, car note insurance, utility, life essential costs, education, business, travel, whatever you want to dedicate that to, according to that page, that is what it's for. So we're making it possible for you to get a page just from the rent and mortgage page. You're able from just that page to end your rent, mortgage, car note insurance, utility bill, life essential costs. But because of the simple fact we created a digital page targeted toward each one, that is a simple creation of wealth. That is a creation of wealth. Because you're able to take one page, we know for sure, and end all of your bills. But we individually giving these pages to you so you can split them up, use them individually, and make money and end your bills with each one of the pages. I believe that's the most powerful part of what we're doing.
Okay. So what do you do with the person that comes along who is looking for the product, who is looking for, but what am I, what are they, okay, they're sharing, and I noticed you use the word sharing.
Yes.
You know, Mary Kay, Avon, Color Me Perfect Artwear, whatever. There is no product. Again, like you
but
said,
it is, but it is a product.
But it,
it is
right,
a product.
So that's what I want to break down. How are you explaining what that product is per se? And
well, it's very simple. It's very simple. And the creative design, right? And everybody knows that within creative design, your own creative design is yours. I can't take that away from you. Let me see how can I better explain this for people to get it that's listening. Let's say, for instance, that you paint a picture. And that picture that you paint, right, you
mm-hmm.
take your picture to an art gallery and you put it up on the wall during an art show where they're going to be buying art. So someone sees your painting and you say, well, you know, for that particular painting, I want $10,000 for that painting. So what happens is this. No one retains the right to tell you, well, we don't think that that painting is worth $10,000. No one retained that right to say that. And so by that same token, no one retained the right to tell me that I can't purchase that painting from you for $10,000. If I think it's worth $10,000, I can purchase it. Now, to intertwine that with a digital page, the digital money pages are my design, my personal design, my personal creation. If I tag that page and say that I want $100 or $500 for you to take possession of my page, no one can tell me that you can't do it because it's of my own creative design. That is the product itself, the actual website. Create a website and charge $5,000 for it. No one could tell me that my website isn't worth $5,000, regardless of what you think the content is on it, regardless of anything, because it's of my own creative design. So now, We've eliminated the creative design. So we know that it is mine and it's, you know, being given to people with 100% resale. Now, what it is this. I'm not sure if anybody's ever done crowdfunding. When you do crowdfunding and you do GoFundMe and different things like that, this is basically the same thing. The only difference is if I'm getting ready to do GoFundMe, I'm going to put on there what I want you to fund me for, right? So if I say, well, you know, right now I'm about to start a little cookie-cutter project in the community, and I need you to help to get my cookie-cutter project off of the ground, you are free to fund my cookie-cutter project. The only difference between the Free Life Network digital pages is you're saying the same thing. I need you to help fund my rents and mortgages. The only difference is our pages are targeted. So now you don't have to say, well, I need you to fund my rents and mortgages because the rents and mortgage page is sitting there. The car note and insurance page is sitting there. The only thing funding programs are financial assistance toward whatever you designated it to be toward. So what we've done is we've designated it for you within the program. Now, of course, you wouldn't join the Free Life Network if you're looking for funding for a cookie-cutter project. Well, you could. Now we have the business page. But before we had the business page, you couldn't come in here and say, well, you know, I need somebody to fund my lighthouse adventure, you know, because we don't have that. The only thing we have that could be funded is rent, mortgage, car, loan, insurance, utility bill. We're doing the same thing that other funding companies are doing, except it's targeted. That is the only difference. Wow. So when you look at the crowdfunding, what product is being sold in crowdfunding? None. What product is being sold with GoFundMe? None. The only thing that's being did is people is purchasing into your idea. So now when you get the rent and mortgage, that's your idea. My idea is help me with my rent and mortgage. That is the only thing we're doing different than any other crowdfunding source. Now, crowdfunding is totally 100% legal. Matter of fact, it has been spoke upon by our own president who said that that is one of the greatest things that has happened because now we're able to help each other in the communities to do different things. Everyone that you think about when they're doing projects, what do? Fundraisers, right?
Yeah.
Fundraisers, that's how they do it. That is all this is. The only difference is once we're in the network, now we've already discussed the pages and what we're selling is absolutely nothing. We know what the product is. It is the website. Now what we look at is if a person has this particular website, right, it's like being a member of a club. Now let's look at the club aspect of it. Okay. When you go and you join Go Fitness World, let's just say, you know, I'm just making up a name, Fitness World Elite. When you join Fitness World Elite and you're paying your membership every month, right, are you walking out of Fitness World Elite with any barbells?
No. No, sir. No,
are
sir.
Are you leaving with their stuff? No.
No.
Because it's not yours. You're just a member of the club. They didn't tell you because you paid your $10 that you could come in there and take a weight bench out. They didn't tell you that. They didn't tell you to come in there and take their treadmills and stuff. It's all the same thing. It's part of being in a network. Within the network, we have a right to network with each other, right? And the network is based upon us helping each other financially. What is wrong with that? That is one of the best things that could possibly happen. And then as we're helping each other financially, we're actually helping to bring each other out of debt. What better way is that to do that? You know, we're helping each other to come out of debt. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I'm getting it. So I'm sure some of our listeners are. Okay, I'm coming in, say, under my friend Patience. I'm buying into the concept, and I'm putting my 100 towards her page initially.
Okay.
So then what happens to me? What am I doing from this point?
What happens? When you join with Patience, you become a member of the network. You're going to pay Patience your $100 directly to her digital page. Now, you are digitally imprinted to Patience's page. When Patience goes into her back office, she will see you imprinted to her page. And what happens is the minute that you make your payment and Patience confirm you, now your digital page is active. It's just that fast. It takes about a minute to two to get you confirmed. Once you're confirmed and your page is up, you follow the same thing that Patience is doing. Just simply share this with people. Simply go into your cell phone. This isn't a big thing that you have to jump on Facebook, do 1,000 posts for. Matter of fact, in Chicago, we don't even Facebook. We don't do any of that. We're working with people in the community. How many people is in your cell phone that would love to be free of rent and mortgage? Car note and insurance. Yeah. But people bypass that because they, word of mouth. People think that it has to go through social marketing. When you're dealing with social marketing, that is one of the hardest platforms because they're already molded into a design where they, you know, if they get into things and get out of things, you know. But in the community, you could build a very big network in your community because how many blocks in your area, right, how many people in foreclosure? How many people, you know what I'm saying, struggling? How many people cars getting towed away because they can't pay the bills? So I don't need to be online to introduce this. I can introduce this right through my cell phone to my friends. And as they introduce it to their friends, they introduce it to their friends, man, we're having an impact. We're having an impact.
Okay.
You can impact the churches. Yeah. It's amazing what you could do with the free life.
So I'm doing the 100 to her. And then, of course, have I now obtained my own page?
Yes, you have your page the minute that she confirmed you. Yep.
Okay.
The minute that she confirmed that payment came to her, she clicked that button, you're done. Your page is up. All you got to do is log in at that particular time.
So then I have, so I'm paying towards her monthly, weekly. How does that work?
You're paying toward her monthly rent. You're only paying her once a month. The date that it was set up to come out as a residual payment, you're going to pay her 30 days from the day that you join. And that's with all pages. Let's say, for instance, you join the rent and mortgage page tonight. 30 days from tonight, or from today, you're going to pay her again, right? And then if you join the car note and insurance page, which what we do with people, we tell them your main objective is you want to have all of the pages. All of the pages is a total of $475. But we have a system in place to help you do that where you can go through the 3 and 7 and you purchase your other two pages just like you just joined with Patience. When Patience collect that $100, all she has to do is add the admin fee to it and then purchase her next two pages. So you don't have to sit here and continue to wait. You don't have to wait to get your rent knocked out because what will happen is if you introduce that concept to all of your members, before long, it doesn't take you a month before all of your members is paying you $475. So when you think about it, man, if you just go through your cell phone and look for people that you know don't want to pay bills anymore, that you know that this would benefit and they see it too, once they join with you, and let's say, for instance, you get 10 people with you and all of their pages are purchased just from them simply going through the system, doing what it is we're doing, that's $4,750 to you every month. Simple. Once you have all the pages and you can introduce it to all of your people with the same concept that you use to get all of the pages, right, by simply purchasing, reinvesting after you bring somebody in, that's all it takes. A couple shots, you're done. You have all of the pages. Now you're sitting there with $475. Now, what we've noticed is this. In Chicago, now, I don't know about, you know, Atlanta, how it's working, but in Chicago, when this is introduced to people, because we have sessions and conferences and stuff, it's rare that anybody says, I'm about to get the rent and mortgage page. It's rare. Because when they look at the benefit of this, they purchase the entire portfolio. So then they know when they got the entire portfolio, they're going to introduce the entire portfolio. You see what I'm saying? So that's $475 instantly. And $475 residually that they set up for one person. And so that is how we're building the network in Chicago because, they got to say it, all pages or nothing. You know, so that's what they're doing here. They want all the pages. So when they got all of the pages, they know that they're in a position to actually just boom their income. Imagine when you got 20 people up under you with all pages. That's almost $10,000 a month. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Nobody has a rent or mortgage, you know, that high, car note insurance right now. So that means you have a lot of spillover income.
Wow. It is impressive sounding, I must say. Now,
I can't help the way you said it. I'm sorry. You know I have to giggle.
You've got those who want to tangibly feel a product. They want to, that we just still, even though this is the technology age, we still have such old school, you know, folks that will absolutely struggle. My question now is, okay, you take, for example, I buy the whole page. I buy the $400 worth of all the pages. But the people who I'm introducing it to want, you know, ooh, I can't do that. Can, you know, I can choose which page. The listener can choose one of those. I mean, they
have
choices.
Well, no, what they have
on.
To do, they have to start with, though, they can only go according to the order that they're set in. And they're set in the order to go from top to bottom based upon the surveys and the polls that we did for the most demand to the least demand. The first page that they wouldn't be able to get any other page from you other than the rents and mortgage page, because they would not qualify to get the utility page if they have not purchased the other pages. By us doing that, that guarantees your success. Because if you get people that's able to come in and just like you said, you know how people want to pick and choose when they do that, you'll find out that, man, that's not benefiting you at all, because they'll take the $25 page, right, and they'll just sit there, and that's not benefiting them either. Because it makes no sense to me if I'm going to take a $50 page to get rid of my utilities when there's a page sitting there that could get rid of my rent. I would have to be crazy to do that. You know, but in the mindset of some people, they'll do that. So what we believe in, you know, and what we've always done is forced marketing. Forced marketing means that we've looked at the design. We've looked at how it will best benefit you. Because what you have to understand is anybody that signed into this, you may be 30 years old, but signing into my program, you are a baby. Because you've never done it before. So I have to take you by the hand and treat you like a baby instead of throwing you in. I never throw people in anything without making sure that, man, I'm right there taking your hand, walking you toward the money. If I walk you toward the money, yeah, you're going to get the money. Now, if I'm holding your hand and you snatch away from me because all of a sudden you come up with a bright idea, well, now, when your bright idea don't work, I'm still here waiting on you, but I'm going to let you know your bright idea is what have you in this situation. And so we know how to do this because this is what we do. We know what the pages can do for you because we designed them. So that's why they go in an order, right, top to bottom. As you knock them out, you'll begin to see, you know what I'm saying, everybody know what's the highest in demand right now, rent and mortgage, right? We thought when we did the poll that it would, the second up would be utilities, but it wasn't. Second up was car note and insurance. Then failed the utilities. Then failed the life essential cost. So the pages would have to be purchased in that order. And that's only going to do two things. It's going to help you to succeed, and you're going to actually help that person that you brought in by default.
Right, okay.
By default, yep.
Wow. And
I... Gosh, okay. I think the light bulb just went off.
Oh, you think so?
Well,
okay. Sounds
well,
good.
I mean, I've sat in with patients and listened to her explain it, and you see the looks on the faces because people are really just trying to figure out. We're just so used to putting hand to plow. And when you're talking about, you don't have to do that.
Well, when you speak of putting hand to plow, you talk about when they're buying into these systems, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they buy into these systems with all of this stuff that they want, all this stuff, what they fail to tell you is this. First of all, now I own pretty much everything online, and I'm just be honest with you. Patients will tell you, I buy everything. Nothing comes out that we don't buy. That's what our job is through Team Build Alliance. So that way, if you come to me and you say, well, hey, I need to build a team, and I ask you, well, what program are you interested in? When you say, well, I'm interested in all-in-one profits, we already own that, so let me help you build your team. So that means we own everything. So we know, right, that after my 16 years of doing it online and 25 total in marketing, I know don't nobody else want another auto poster. I don't know nobody want an autoresponder. But in the mind of the people that's marketing online, that is what they've been brainwashed and believing. So they'll buy – if people would actually go into their arsenal and go through the different programs that they're in, National Wealth Centers, All-in-One Profit, Paycation – if you go into all of these programs that you're in, you'll find out that you're in possession of 27 auto posters, 16 autoresponders, 9 rotator systems. Why? You know? So why even put all of that into something? Don't nobody need that garbage. I don't need no more auto posters. So that's why when you market it to me, I'm going to just say info, please, no thank you, and have a good day. But people don't realize that. So when they go into these systems and they joining into all of this stuff, it's already a design failure. Because, first of all, you haven't realized that don't nobody want it yet. You telling yourself that, well, you know, I'm going to come up with a better way to do this, and somebody going to want it. But it's something that we did that we know for a fact that can't nobody knock us on this or even say it's not true. You will never, ever, the longest day you live, find people that don't want to pay bills. Find me somebody that you will never run out of people that don't want to pay bills. You'll run out of people that want auto posters. You'll run out of people that want email blasters. You will never run out of people that don't want to pay bills. And that's why we designed it like this. It's fail-proof. If there's anybody in the Free Life Network that's struggling right now, you're struggling because you're not applying this the way you need to be applying it. Stop trying to sell this as a marketing system because it's not. Okay? Stop, you know, okay. We don't know what to tell you. There's nothing attached to it, so how could it be a marketing system? Do exactly what it says. Free the people of their bills. Now, let me just help you out. A lot of the trouble that we have, too, is what you say out of your mouth when you're introducing something to people. And then your second problem is you don't want to admit it, but a lot of people began to beg people to get involved in something with it. Let me just let you know, and this is real talk. I would never beg you to stop you from paying bills. If you happy paying bills, I endorse that. You go ahead and continue to pay bills. Because whether you join the Free Life Network or you don't join the Free Life Network, it's one thing that I know is inevitable. You're going to pay rent or mortgage next month if you got a house. You're going to pay car note insurance next month if you're driving a car. So whether you join with us or not, you're going to still be facing them bills. Now, you can make an executive decision over your life to say, well, I need to be bringing those bills down. Well, you join the Free Life Network and get to chipping away at it 100 at a time, 50 at a time until it's gone. But if you don't, just go on and pay rent. And when you introduce to people like that, people start to understand that, well, I see she's not begging me to do, because me, I'm only going to ask you once. Yeah. And I'll ask you, you know, if you say, well, you know, I need to understand better with you, I'll explain it. But this is something that we determined. We would not beg people to get involved in the Free Life Network. If you content getting your little check, passing your check to the landlord, I'm content watching you do it.
Okay. On that note, how long have you been, how long have you been everything free? Because I get the feeling.
That ain't fair.
So I'm gonna let you. Well, when I say that that way, I'm saying, okay, your mortgage, your car, your utilities. You've obviously put this into practice for some time now, so that you can actually walk the talk.
Well, I mean, you got to understand that, you know, okay, in answering that question, you know, me and my family members, we haven't had bills now for the last maybe almost 20 years. I mean, I haven't seen a mortgage or any of that in years.
And because of this type of
No, because of me being into, you know, being into the things that I'm into.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in so much different stuff. But, you know, this here, you know, to us, this is just, you know, this is just something else I created. You know, I create a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And I've been doing that for years. I mean,
Okay. Because, again, you did say earlier you were looking for something that you could give to the community
to bring them.
Okay. So your abilities, obviously, and as I said earlier, I've heard you speak a few times, and it's not hard to figure out that, okay, he's got some wisdom going on. He's got some knowledge going on. He's got some skills and some strategies, and he's been working at this a while. So that was my – because people are going to want to know, okay, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. So how long has this person been doing this? And so yours actually began before Free Life, and Free Life, again, was created to help others.
Yeah, Free Life is created to help others because, I mean, you know what I'm saying, my family, we've been into – I mean, you know, it's just we're into a lot of stuff. You know, we're family business. And so, you know what I'm saying? I guess you call it old money. We don't have bills and things like that. But at the same time, we're not beyond understanding through, you know what I'm saying? Because we have friends. And the only thing I do for my friends is this. I believe in one thing. I believe in making my friends wealthy. Then that way we can hang. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm not doing that for my friends, then you know what I'm saying? That's not fair of me. So my main objective was, if I'm doing this for my friends and my family members, now it's time to take this beyond that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got to share. You know, it's nothing. Yeah. When you get to the point, I mean, you got to be realistic about it. And this is what we always talk about here. How many cars you going to buy? How many houses you going to buy? How many, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's only so much. I don't care how wealthy you are. It's only so much stuff you're going to buy. We don't need any more houses and cars. So it's time to see other people. You know what I'm saying? But it can only be the people that's smart enough to take action. See what I'm saying? Because the wealthy people are the people, man, they got to take action. You could sit up here. It's two things. This, and everybody needs to understand this, and this is the truth. My mentor, right, my dad, taught me, if I own everything, I got something for everybody. And that is why no matter what program you see me come out with, I make sure that I own everything that's in there and then make it where you own everything that's in there. And also, it's two things you cannot be at the same time. And this is where people really get lost and they really can't move forward. You cannot be skeptical and broke. How you going to be skeptical and broke? If I'm broke, I'm open. You know what I'm saying? If it makes sense to me, I'm open. How you going to be skeptical and broke at the same time? That's impossible. If you broke, you're doing something strange for some change. You know what I'm saying? You got to be realistic. So a lot of people, they letting their skepticism keep them broke. Pretty soon it's going to have them in the poorhouse. We buy into anything. Real talk. I have programs right now. I pay out over maybe $5,000, $10,000 a month in residuals on programs that I never even touch. But as long as I know I got them, whenever I need them, I can go back and get them. Maybe that's crazy thinking. But, you know, I mean, that's just how we do business. You know what I'm saying? So people, their skepticism, sometimes you got to put their skepticism aside and really open up your mind and learn something. There is not one bad program online. I don't care what program you name. When that person designed that program, he designed that program with a vision for that program to do a certain thing. Just because you don't know how to do it or you're not following it, that doesn't make the program bad. It just means you need to get on your game.
Right.
When we design this stuff, we know what we design. But if you want to try to do it your way and follow the guidelines of every program, everybody that hear me on Free Life say, hear me say one thing. You never hear me say, yeah, when you get the program, make sure you come up with a hot banner and post it on Facebook. What get you to do that when we don't do that? When you hear me say, pick up your cell phone, go to your friends list, and take care of all your friends. By the time you do that, all your rent and mortgage is paid. But people don't do that. They don't do that. I'm just being honest with you. We know they don't do it. The only people that do that is the people that we work directly with, because in our seminars and our trainings, we show them how to do that. And if you join Free Life and you become a leader, anybody that got a Free Life page, you're a leader at this point. You have to implement that. Try to get the people offline, because your failure is built around offline. Get them, you know, off, it's built around online. Get them offline so they can learn how to deal with people and not a picture and words on Facebook.
Okay, yes. That's almost going back to old-fashioned basics.
Well, that's where we come from.
That is the art that we prayfully will not lose, the art of looking at people,
that's
talking to people, connecting with people.
Yeah,
I got
that's
you.
The art.
And I think what I'm sensing is you have leaders who are following a leader. They see the example.
Yeah.
And if you had not given a strong example, if you didn't have it proven for them to see, then you wouldn't be seeing the success that you are. I've sat in on, you know, and listened a few times at this point. And as people are coming, I'm sensing that you have it's not just the little homemaker like myself. They're all types. You've got other major marketers. You've got teachers. You've got lawyers. You've got tell me a little bit about some of these people that you are seeing, because I sense they're all kinds.
We're working with. Are you talking about as far as online people of my team?
Free life, the team, the people who are coming on board. That this isn't just for the, you know, the person who.
No. We have. I have judges, doctors. I'm a minister. My wife's a minister. We're with the Midwest Baptist Association. We have churches. You name it, you know, because of the simple fact we're out here doing it. So we have numbers. I mean, it's unbelievable the people that's with us and the way they're sharing it. They're building that network and what is happening in the Midwest. Cause that's what we basically hit in all of the Midwest, because I'm the regional and my wife's regional out here in the Midwest. And it's like, we're seeing the expansion whenever we go in, like when they have their conferences. When we walk into a conference, and, man, we see 400 and 500 people in the conferences, and their conferences are set up exactly the way we set our conferences up. And when that person is up there presenting, or the people is up there presenting, we're hearing ourselves talking. That is what amazes me. To see myself through somebody else, it sounds just like me.
Wow.
Because they're duplicating. The art of duplication is the key. All you have to do is what I tell people to do all the time. And they just don't do it. And you know who's the ones that don't do it? The people online. I never have a problem when I meet with people, talking to people, and they follow what I, when they come to the class. I tell them, pretty soon, you will be the one running the class. And, of course, they say what? Nah, man, it'll take a while for you to say that, because I'm going to work with you for about 2 weeks straight, and I guarantee you before you know it, I'm going to be pulling you up to do the class. Of course, you're going to stumble through. I want you to stumble through, because that's where you're getting your strength. And then as you stumble through and it becomes clear to you, I bet when I bring you back, you're better than you were before. And when I bring you back again, you're going to be better than that time. Now, the next time, I ain't even about to bring you back. You're going to be having your own seminar. That's how it works. Duplication. Can't be done on Facebook. They say that on Facebook. You can't duplicate me if you don't know me. You can't duplicate me if you don't sit at Applebee's and kick it with me and my family and my team. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? You don't know us. Yes. And that is what it is. You got to become personable.
Yes.
Personable. Let me explain something else that everybody really needs to know, too. Being personable means that that is retention rate. Remember how we say when people join your program, before the next month come up, if it's residual, they done dropped out already? We have a 99.5% retention rate, because we know no one is going to walk up to me and say, well, you know what, Cash, I think I'm going to go ahead and pay my own bills, man. I don't even want to be part of this no more. That'll never happen. See? But that'll happen online. It won't happen when you're building the team where you are.
Staying connected. Being personal.
Staying connected. Personable, we're looking at a pitch and texting. No, personable is when we're having a conference and we're here. Personable is when we get the steakhouse, all of the team, and that's personable.
Hearing voices.
They're not part of anything when they sign up with you online. They're not part of anything. They're part of something that's abstract. But for you guys to meet up, man, that's a warm body. That's just how we do it. You know what I'm saying? I train that. You know what I'm saying? I train offline strategies and techniques because, I mean, it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, you have really, truly given a lot of good feedback tonight. I'm glad. Free life understanding through patience. And as we decided to take on this radio blog, Free Life being our sponsor, we wanted that to be the first. Well, last week we were just basically introducing ourselves and getting our PNP voices out. But I'm excited about my understanding better, for one, and for anybody that's listened, that they too will hopefully have really taken to heart some of what you've said and let that sit in there and marinate. And I'm going to give it back to Patience and let her take out these last 5 minutes that we have, and or you know, close us out and give some feedback as to where we go from here with Free Life.
Hey, and real quickly, I just want to give a shout out to my team. Real quickly, my shout out to my team that was out today. We were with the Hunger Network for the Children, and actually they wrapped 9,700 gifts. So that tells us that 9,700 kids are getting gifts. And I want to give a shout out to my wife and her team that was out there, man. Awesome job, Pink Diamond Chicago. You guys rock. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, guys.
Amen. Now, you know I like that kind of patients know I'm over here just giddy. I love that's my heart. That's my
Oh,
we got to find somewhere here in Atlanta to go.
Hunger
we got to go do that
fun, man.
Here
we
in
did
Atlanta.
It today, man. I was awesome. And we're getting ready to compete the homeless, man. I'm telling you, I love Free Life Network because it goes beyond. Y'all just don't know, man, how deep this is. It goes beyond.
Right. Yes. See, and that's why I'm so passionate, Portia, about doing the things that I'm doing, you know, with Free Life Network. Basically, it's once your life is freed up of the things that are most stressful for you, which is money, you can free your life up to do the things that are important to you. And for me, if I'd have been in Chicago with Cash's wife, I'd have been sitting right beside her.
Oh, man, you'd have had a ball. We about to give away 2,000 coats. We about to go into the bridges with blankets.
Yes.
This is what we do. We have homeless shelters ourselves and also the Chicago Fire Department. We're about to bus all of those people in and feed them in our facility. I'm telling you guys, Free Life Network is powerful. It's more than what people think. You know, they're just thinking of rents, mortgage, cards. Yeah, we on a whole other page.
Oh, my goodness. Free, what it can free you, like P just said, to avail you the time and the funds to even.
The time.
You're saying everything that I, on the individual level, I've been doing hygiene out of my car, out of my church. This has been my personal ministry.
Yeah.
I give out hundreds of hygiene bags a year.
And that's awesome.
When I say I want some money to do some things, I'm looking
Free
for
Life Network.
A Free Life Network.
Because it has a business package in there. People will be paying into your. What if you got 10 people paying into your business package? That's $1,000 a month into your business package.
I'm so glad That's a lot of hygiene bags. But I'm glad you plugged that in there because it showed us that there's another side of everything.
There's another side to this. We don't want to just be collecting money and you ain't doing anything. You know what I'm saying? We purchased buildings.
Forward.
We got school. Yeah, we paying it forward. We getting ready to clown this year for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even began yet. You know what I'm saying? We haven't began.
We're going to be able
to purchase your facility. Yeah, come on. I want to do Atlanta.
Yes.
Our
PNP outreach location patient.
Well, Cash, I'm not sure if you know that, but Portia and I's purpose for doing our show is because we are headed towards doing everything we need to do nonprofit-wise because we want a community center for our community. We want to be able to bring the homeless off
with
the streets that are right in the surrounding areas of our church.
Mm-hmm.
We want to incorporate everything under that same roof, which basically will empower people to really take control of them, their lives again, you know. So that's basically where we're headed, and that is the purpose for our show here. We really need to do something to bring back people together, and so we can enlighten, encourage, and educate our people. It's so important, and that is the quest of where we're doing, what we're doing, and why we're doing it.
And let everybody know that you're doing it. That's what we did. We did it so much until Hobby Lobby gave us a $4.5 million building free. Because they saw what we were doing in the community, guys. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That's why we're feeding the homeless at. That's where we're doing everything from. We have a school and everything given to us.
We are about to sign off for tonight. We are running low on time now, guys.
This is a great sign off. Go ahead on.
Awesome
time.
Awesome
show,
guys.
All
Thank
right.
You,
I enjoyed
Cash,
you guys. Y'all have a blessed night.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you. We're signing off until next week. Oh, just the last 30 seconds, just to let our listeners know, we will not have a show next Saturday because of the Thanksgiving holiday, but we will be back on the following Saturday as scheduled at 8 p.m. Thank you all, and have a great night. Good night. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody.
Good night. Yes, good night.